Well, I think I've gotten the job done very well for the first three terms. We're one of the few cities that survived the recession without laying off employees, and that was my goal. And so I had to do some cuts in some less necessary spending, and I also had to come to grips with the things that were sort of out of control, like the increases in health insurance, the increases in our 911 fees. So I've done all that, and I think Urbana has a really good record of just keeping moving forward despite the distractions of a recession and the big issue of the hospitals stopping their property tax payments.
Kind of a general question about growth of the city. Since 1990, I was just looking the other day at the populations of Urbana and the population of Champaign. Urbana's population has grown about 10% in that time. Champaign's has grown by about 30% over the same period. I'm curious, is that necessarily a good or bad thing that Urbana has grown at a slower rate than Champaign? And if it's not necessarily a good thing, how can you maybe increase the growth of the city?
Well, what we try to do is smart growth, and we've avoided urban sprawl. And I think, you know, we have a very big consciousness of the need to preserve the environment. And so we try to focus on infill rather than spreading out. And Champaign had a real spreading out philosophy. So the philosophies of the two cities are different. Urbana also has more non-taxable property. We have more parks per person, more park space per person, and more government buildings. We're sort of the government center. So that's part of the reason.
The city has spent a lot of time and effort on the Landmark Hotel in downtown Urbana, which is currently closed. What should the next step be for the Landmark and why?
Well, the city has never owned the hotel, and some previous owners sort of became bankrupt, I guess, and they sold it to a California investor. And he put in years of his life to do it. But he runs a hotel in California. He started from scratch. He negotiated with the California Coastal Commission, which is apparently a very tough thing to do. But he really didn't have the experience that's necessary, so he's selling it. He repaid the city a $1 million loan that we had given him because he was unable to complete the project. And we have a very experienced developer who has been working with the owner for almost a year now, and we're on the verge of having – they're on the verge of having an agreement, and we're working with that new developer. So I think the difference is that we have somebody who's very experienced, who has a real track record of doing this around the United States, and the alternative would have been – to let the hotel deteriorate, and then the city would have had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to demolish it, and we would have had a big empty hole right next to Lincoln Square. So ideally, I would like this new developer to perhaps purchase Lincoln Square. And I think when you have somebody who knows what they're doing and has done it before successfully, that's a real big difference between someone who's trying it for the first time.
What would a successful hotel in downtown mean for the city?
Well, before it was the gem of this area. It was the conference center. And we have consulted with hotel specialists and with financial specialists. And we've seen it work very well in other cities. That was the big incentive for development in downtown Indianapolis. That's what they told us, that what the most valuable thing you can get is a hotel because that helps all the other businesses and it brings people there. So we think it's will be a transformative project.
The Illinois Supreme Court will rule this year on whether Carle and other hospitals should pay property taxes. How will the city react to that ruling, however it turns out?
Well, we'd react quite differently depending on how it turns out. And that's one of the reasons that I think I should be reelected is that I've taken on really tough projects that other people gave up on, and this is one of them. And a lot of people thought I was crazy to challenge Carle Hospital, but after we won at the appellate level, they were coming up to me and apologizing. So if we win, that will help the city, but it will mostly help the schools and the park district because they are very much more dependent on property taxes than the city is. The city has been very careful. We didn't want to raise our property tax rate higher than that of the city of Champaign. So we've held the line when the hospitals quit paying their taxes. We actually lowered our tax levy, which is the dollar amount, to prevent our rate from going up. So it would be a good thing if we win. And if we don't win, we're already adjusting to that. We're using the enterprise zone to spur new development because my goal is to get the tax rate in Urbana equal to the total tax rate in Champaign. And our schools have done a very good job managing, and they, put money away gradually so they can do their capital improvements instead of letting things decline and then having to have a big increase that has to go to the voters. So we'll survive either way.
There's been a lot of discussion about the Illinois Department of Transportation report showing a racial disparity in traffic stops in the city. How do you feel the city has reacted so far to that report, and what else, if anything, should be done moving forward?
Well, we set up a committee. I appointed people from around the community, and they did a report, and the city council is going through and making a number of changes. And so, we've considered fines and things like that. We don't want it to be a burden on low-income people. So we're trying to find out where we can make a change. But I think people should know that the United States Department of Justice has cautioned using a statistic like that and just relying on it, because the smaller the city is, the less reliable that is. And we came out with the IDOT study showed that we had more of a racial disparity than Champaign did. But everybody knew, or at least I knew, that that wasn't a true reflection of our police department. So what's wrong with it is comparing with population. When you have half of the people on the streets that don't live in the city, it doesn't make a lot of sense to compare the traffic stops to the population. And if you adjust for University of Illinois students, then we actually had a lower ratio than Champaign.